It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, market season, that is. While the most wonderful time of the year is still 8 weeks away, Crossfield is getting into the holiday spirit early with the return of its annual Christmas market on November 4 and 5. Crossfield Farmers Market Manager Shirley Shea, who also manages the local Christmas market, noted it's easily the largest market she puts on each year. "It's always the first weekend of November," she explained. "Even though it feels early, it's kind of our kickoff for Christmas." This year's iteration will see roughly 195 vendors arrive in Crossfield to sell their wares. According to Shea, the vendors, and the shoppers, come from across South Central Alberta. "We have people who come from Strathmore to Okotoks to Sundree, Red Deer. We really do a big circle around Crossfield," she said. "We find we get a lot of people from Drumheller, and we've had people come from as far as Banff and Lethbridge. It really has turned into a destination market." The market, which always boasts a variety of homemade items and food products on offer, will offer shoppers an early opportunity to find stocking stuffers and unique Christmas gift ideas. According to Shea, the event will run from 5 to 9 p.m. on Friday, November 4 and from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday, November 5. Due to the high number of vendors, the market is hosted at four separate venues: the Crossfield and District Community Center, W.G. Murdoch School, Crossfield Elementary School, and Collicutt Siding Golf Course. Shea said arranging the Christmas market to be held throughout four separate venues was a COVID-inspired idea that worked well, which is why they are still running the market that way. Other than the golf course, the venues are all in close proximity to one another along Crossfield's Mountain Avenue, on the north side of town. "The one thing we learned from COVID, when we had to socially distance, was that we enjoyed a multi-venue market," Shea explained. "Shoppers seemed to enjoy it, as it helped reduce the crowds. Even though all four venues are packed, it helps with parking and crowds, which ultimately helps the vendors. Because when it's too crowded, people can't even get to their table." Apart from the various vendors to peruse this weekend, for an additional $20, Shea noted shoppers also have the opportunity to have professional photos taken with Santa and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, as well as the Grinch and his trusty puppy sidekick, Max. While the event is free to enter, Shea noted donations to the food bank are welcome. As well, members of Crossfield's Fire Department and the local RCMP detachment will be doing Stuff the Cruiser to see if they can fill their vehicles with donations for the food bank.